I know when I was working, and again, it was the way the whole COVID situation was managed. The first thing the guards, when I would be working, the first thing you would hear about it would be from the likes of, from the media. You would get the leaks as this country is managed at the moment. You would get the leaks dripping out, and then you would get it being the RT coming out, the ministers coming out saying that there's going to be certain restrictions are going to be forced on the guard. They would be enforced on from midnight. And about 2 days after that, then you would get the directive, the actual statutory instrument that would explain the actual powers that you had to actually, you know, do your work and do what you're supposed to do. But that was 2 days after the whole thing had started. And that's it. You know, that's the way it has been done. I don't know whether it has improved, in the year that I'm gone. But I know it was, from a management point of view, it was middle management point of view, there was that myself extremely frustrating that, you know, sergeants were trying to brief guards, but at the same time briefing them and not a Scooby-Doo what their powers were, because they hadn't got the legislation sent down to them.